This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Voters in a half dozen states voting and caucusing today in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, the last men standing, although Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is continuing her long shot campaign. Biden campaigning in Detroit last night, telling the crowd,
"We're going to unite Democrats, Republican independents of every stripe. That's what the nation needs. We've got to bring the country together."
Dow futures have been up markedly a day after coronavirus fears and an oil price war sparked a historic crash. The U.S. might have as many as 9,000 coronavirus cases already. Researchers at Cedars-Sinai Hospital analyzing travel figures and infection data to arrive at that number. And this is USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Accenture. The 20th Annual Technology Vision Report from Accenture shows that although people are embedding technology into their lives more than ever before, organizations' attempts to meet their needs and expectations can fall short. Michael Biltz, Managing Director of the Accenture Technology Vision.
In a world where digital technology is everywhere, there's a tech clash between businesses and the technology models that aren't aligned with people's needs and expectations. To move forward, a new approach is required. Organizations need to focus on balancing their drive to create business value with their customers' and employees' values.
The report is based in part on a survey of more than 8,000 business executives and consumers. It identifies the key tech trends that will impact businesses over the next 3 years and counsels companies on how best to address the opportunities and challenges ahead. For more, please visit Accenture.com/technologyvision. That's Accenture.com/technologyvision.
Coronavirus concerns hit close to home for several members of Congress. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Four members of Congress who attended CPAC to self-quarantine, Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz, Georgia Congressman Republican Doug Collins, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, and Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar, all had contact with a man from New Jersey who has the coronavirus and is being treated. The Conservative Political Action Conference held at National Harbor, Maryland, at the end of February.
Elon Musk says he's worried that his company SpaceX won't get to Mars before he passes away. Speaking at the Satellite 2020 conference in Washington, D.C., the billionaire CEO said yesterday he's definitely going to be dead if the rocket company doesn't pick up the pace on that project, Musk lamenting it's taken 18 years just to get to this point. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Federal regulators accusing Fifth Third Bank of opening fake accounts without customers' knowledge. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau filed a lawsuit yesterday accusing the Cincinnati-based bank of opening those fake accounts between 2008 and 2016, which is when Wells Fargo admitted its employees had opened fake accounts to meet aggressive sales goals. The Bureau says some of the fake Fifth Third accounts were funded, meaning bank employees moved money from customers' existing accounts to the new ones without their consent. The deadline for players to vote on a new NFL collective bargaining agreement has been moved from Thursday of this week to this coming Saturday. The new CBA proposes adding a 17th regular season game for all teams as well as two additional roster spots per team. Don't bother trying to get tickets to Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune soon, as reports are the two game shows will tape without live audiences starting Tuesday because of the coronavirus. And California is apparently the place to be if you want to be happy. According to a new study from Wallet Hub, it put together the top 20 happiest cities in America based on depression rate, income growth rate, and other factors. Three California cities made the top five, including Fremont at number one. San Jose's number three, Irvine number four. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, America. We come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Paul Kangor is with us, professor of political science and executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Dr. Paul, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
I'm only chuckling. I asked that because I know you're in the middle of this stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul was at CPAC, which we know there was a report of someone who was contagious or had coronavirus. Senator Ted Cruz has self-quarantined himself. I don't know if he's had a test actually done on himself, but he's figuring, hey, look, for all the activity, handshaking, and all that senators do, he's doing the right thing and being socially discriminatory about exposing himself and others to the virus just in case, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, so Ted Cruz, I mean, he did the right thing. I mean, he did, the chances, Ted Cruz actually had physical contact with this guy, Bill, and I mean, we don't know who it is. Everybody's right. Wondering, well, who is this guy, right? Mm-hmm. And in my case, so I was there. I don't know how many people were there. Somebody told me that it may have been as high as 18,000 people,
right,
who trafficked in and out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured it was at least over 5,000. So I think the chances that if you went to CPAC that you had any contact with the one person, it's very, very, very low. But it must be somebody, Bill, who was like in the green room area or in the backstage area, who literally have encounters with the main speakers, right?
Exactly.
I think if your kid went there as a college student, it was in the main exhibit hall and walking around, I'm sure they're probably fine. And, and even then, Ted Cruz, who shook hands with a guy and I think spent some time with him, said that he doesn't have any symptoms. And it's one of those things where you just, you got to wash your hands. You got to be careful after shaking hands with everybody.
Exactly.
And I'm certainly completely fine. In fact, we got a nice day in Western Pennsylvania. When I get a break, I'm going to do, I think, a 3 or 4 mile jog. I'm not suffering any respiratory difficulties. But
thank God.
But to see the panic of people, and it's understandable. I understand.
Well, we don't know what we don't know, and that's clear. The way this whole process is taken out, and I got to tell you, Paul, we are very, very reticent to jump on the coronavirus bandwagon because you could tell it was, we just didn't have enough facts, and even now, all these weeks later, we got some smart people on the job, and they're doing everything they can to be on top of it. I think the president has been has had a good sense of urgency to respond. Closing down airlines coming in from these areas where there's a higher incidence of the disease. And meanwhile, the CDC, and even though they had a little bit of a hiccup, and I think this has caused a little bit of a misfire, we'd be further down the road. But for that, according to Dr. Fauci. Look at this is a process. I mean, we're human beings doing the best we can, but we're not getting any help from the alarmists who are just, from Hollywood celebrities who think they know better. Like all of a sudden, they're the brain trust of the CDC, and we want, these Hollywood celebrities who are out there buying masks as, some sort of accoutrement or, some sort of selfie expression, it's going, and it's like, well, ignore the fact that all the doctors tell you that, if you, those masks do no good. And in fact, some are saying that they actually can cause more problems than intended, because if you only wear it if you have the disease. If you don't have the disease, then you don't wear it, because otherwise, you probably aren't wearing it correctly. And the possibility, because this is an airborne virus, it can get inside the mask. And now all of a sudden you've close quartered yourself by virtue of this mask with the virus. So that doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
No, it doesn't. And in fact, speaking of hype, so I got a text, I guess it was late Saturday night, from one of the guys I went to CPAC with from Grove City College.
Yeah, you had 32 kids with you, right?
Over 30 kids with you? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we had 33 kids with us, and they're all fine. I mean, everybody's absolutely fine. In fact, it's been now at least 10 days, and no one has any symptoms or anything, and he said check out the Drudge Report, and the Drudge Report, the headline, Bill, was CPAC nightmare. giant bold red, CPAC nightmare. Right. And I thought, whoa, and I clicked on expecting to see the mass pandemic outbreak, 1,000 dead from CPAC.
Right.
And I read, and it was one person.
Right.
One person. Yeah. And I thought, I check the Drudge Report every day. I'm a big fan, but that is the worst of muckraking, green, yellow, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you talk about blowing something up.
Yeah,
one case is a CPAC nightmare.
Right.
And I just thought, headlines like that literally get me in trouble with my bosses at the college. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, please don't do that. Are you talking about fanning the flames of panic?
Right.
One person, it's still just one person.
Right.
From CPAC. Yeah, that's not helpful at all.
No, it's not.
I mean, they're treating it like, the influenza epidemic of 1919, which killed the great great grandmother that I never knew, and millions of other people. In fact, some people think that influenza epidemic, John Barry, who wrote the book The Great Influenza Epidemic, says it may have been 60 to 100 million people worldwide.
Wow.
Yeah, and probably at least 20 to 60 million died from that. And to give you a sense of perspective, in World War One, which had just preceded that, about 10 million people, 10 million men were killed over 4 years.
Right.
So that virus killed at least double that number of people in just months, people throughout America. So the last thing you want to do is create hysteria and panic.
Right, without a doubt. Well, to me, and I was mentioning this to another guest here, Paul, is that we know we have freedom of speech. And one of the continual refrains is we have freedom of speech with conditions. For example, they will say, in a theater, you cannot yell fire if there's no fire in existence, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, what is
that? That's close to what Drudge did there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, CPAC nightmare across right. the top of the fold.
Yeah.
I was expecting. I even thought when I first saw that of a mass shooting type headline.
Right. Exactly. What did you miss?
What happened here? Mm-hmm. What happened here? And then you read it. It's one case. You know, and I just that's just disgusting. It really is.
Yeah. Well, it creates a false narrative to where when something really happens, Paul, people are going to think, oh, well, it's just another one of those sky is falling type headlines clickbaiters and others, the mainstream media, want to in order to gain some eyes, and they're not going to respond,
no.
the way they should, because this has been terribly irresponsible on behalf of, the mainstream media, celebrities, politicians. I mean, the Democrats we know are not going to let any good crisis go to waste, even if they have to manufacture one. We've got more from Dr. Paul Kengor after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment.
Welcome back, America, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Follow us at bmartinezlive.com. Dr. Paul Kengor, professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College, continues with us. Paul, I guess just to wrap things up, as you had mentioned regarding the coronavirus, there's some practical things to do. I loved what our diocese in West Palm Beach. It is the West Palm Beach Diocese. And what they wrote was, you know, some common sense points. I mean, this was in the Sunday Bulletin. It says, if you ever feel unwell or have the flu-like symptoms, we encourage you to stay home. God wants you to get well, and so do we. Rest and drink plenty of fluids, right? The second thing, receiving the precious blood of Jesus at Mass is an option, not a requirement. If for whatever reason you wish not to receive Jesus from the chalice, don't. As we know, Jesus is fully present in what we used to be, used to be bread and wine. If you only receive the host, you're completely receiving Jesus, and vice versa. You will notice that we're revising. They have an opening greeting where they welcome everybody. Everybody handshakes and high fives, and they said we're going to back off on that right now for just a little bit. No need. We're going to, you know, practice some socialized distance, I guess, here, some distancing. And also during the Mass, they have an exchange of the sign of peace. A lot of people will shake hands. Said it's optional now, you know, just, it's okay. You know, you can just, you know, if you want to knuckle bump or, you know, just hey, raise your hand, that's okay. No harm, no foul. And I like the fifth suggestion, which is don't forget to wash your hands with hot water frequently. And what was suggested is say the Our Father. As you're lathering up, germs will die, and we're one step closer to holiness. And, you know, I thought it was a great idea, you know, to pray the Lord's Prayer. Because you pray the Lord's Prayer, and they're saying that's about the time it takes, in, you know, for the proper washing of your hands. So we've got a lot of the Lord's Prayer going out these days. Thank you very much from the Catholics.
You're probably washing sufficiently with a Hail Mary, Bill. It probably doesn't even speak a full Our Father, right?
Right.
But just enough hot water and enough soap. Also, where I go to Mass in the Erie Diocese, and I also happen to go to the Pittsburgh Diocese as well. Mm-hmm. And so they both talked about receiving communion on the tongue versus receiving it in the hand, right?
Right.
And I receive it on the tongue. But this time, the priest said, look, I'm not going to force you to not receive it on the tongue, but, you know, the bishop and I are encouraging you, if you don't mind, take it on the hand, right?
Right.
So I totally understand people who say, no, I consider this sacred. I don't even want to touch it.
Right.
I don't want to let it touch my hand. I understand that. But even Pope John Paul II, authorized taking it on the hand. So in this case, take it on the hand, and in moments like this, you make exceptions, and you know God, God will have mercy.
Yes, amen.
Especially under the suggestion or encouragement, maybe even order of the bishop. Also, too, my priest even said, Catholics consider you're supposed to go to Mass once a week on a Sunday. He said, but I'm telling you, you have special dispensation. If you're sick. And you're coughing and you're sneezing, don't come. It's okay. I'm telling you now, you're okay. You're absolved of this.
Right.
It's all right. And that makes sense.
Which is the normal case anyway. That's
right.
The normal case anyway. The way I was raised is, look, if you're sick, stay home. I mean, you're not violating. I mean, this isn't a willful disobedience to attending Mass during the Sabbath. I mean, that's not a problem. Never has been anyway, at least the way I understood and the way I was raised. So all this is just to remind everybody the common sense sort of things to do. Because the thing that's interesting, I don't know if you noticed, but if anybody coughs in church today, oh, my goodness, you get the evil eye. I mean, it's like...
Yeah.
You go to hell. I love you in the name of Jesus, but you're going to hell. You coughed.
I was at a resort area. We took the kids skiing last weekend, and got a pretty good snow too on Friday night at the shores of Lake Erie. Yeah. And we went back to the lodge, and they had an indoor pool area. And my paranoia about just the kids going in the pool, I heard one young mom coughing pretty heavily. Wow. And I lifted my head up from tying my son's shoe to look at her and made eye contact with her. And she just had this guilt look.
Yes.
Like, you know, I was thinking, you know, you coronavirus puking scum. Right? What are you doing here? Get out of here, woman.
Right.
Somebody call 911. But that's and we haven't even had any reported cases in Western Pennsylvania. In fact, I only know at least about a week ago of two reported cases in all of Pennsylvania, way out east, about 6 hours away, almost in New Jersey.
Right, exactly.
So it's easy to go overboard, but I also understand with as somebody who was a microbiology biochem major, I was a pre-med major, Bill, earlier in life. And that, the virulence level of this, it is high. And I've been following this. At one point when we had 200 cases about a week or so ago, 12 people had died. That's a 6% rate. Mm-hmm. That's high.
Yes.
It's actually very high. And I think the latest numbers that I was looking at last night look more like a 4% rate. It'll probably level off more in the 2 to 3% range. And people might say, oh, well, that's not high. Well, I mean, it's not like Okinawa
in
Normandy. But for a virus, it is high. And if you get 100 million people infected, all right, you know, do the math on 2 to 3%.
Right, exactly.
All right, everyone's going to know somebody who died from it.
Amazing, though, Paul, perfectly in this context that you're presenting it. You know, we take the flu every year in stride. These numbers could very well come alongside what ultimately, you know, the flu numbers are. I mean, what, 40, 50, 60,000 people are infected with flu? Or no, millions. I think millions or something. Is it millions?
Yeah, I think it is. And in fact, speaking of CPAC, I was there, Bill, back when it was, before it was at the National Harbor, where it's been, I think, the last 5 years. It was at the Omni Shoreham. And I came out of there 1 year with something, I don't know what in the heck this was, but it absolutely wiped me out. I don't think I've ever been that sick. I barely drove home.
Oh, wow.
And I did a Fox News show that morning about 6 a.m., I think, which was my first mistake because I didn't get any sleep. And then I got home and I sort of crawled into the spare bedroom. My wife said, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "Oh, man, I am really sick."
Quarantining myself,
And I did. And that thing hit everybody in my family. No one was spared.
Wow.
And I think at that point we had 6 kids, and I closed myself off from everyone, and it proceeded to just get everybody.
Just went through the whole household.
I don't even think I was coughing or anything. It was a head sort of thing. That, I don't know if it was a flu or what, but that's one of those where I said to my wife, you know, if I was 80 years old, I think this might kill me.
Yeah, would have taken you out.
That bad. And who knows what that was.
Exactly.
We have no idea what bug that was.
Amazing. Well, you know, speaking of children, according to Gary Bauer in his update, he said that children seem to be particularly protected from the virus. There have been virtually no deaths among kids under the age of 10. That's good news.
Okay.
Appears that 80% of people who are infected with the coronavirus either make a full recovery or don't even realize they've had it to begin with. People over the age of 70 and people who have underlying health conditions such as diabetes or congestive heart failure seem to be most at risk. So that's what we need to be on guard is those that are most vulnerable, right?
Right, yeah. The World War I virus was really unusual in that it killed healthy middle-aged people.
Oof.
And as a Reagan biographer, I know this very well. Ronald Reagan's mother, Nell Reagan, almost died from it.
Wow.
And in fact, if that had happened, Ronald Reagan would never become president because she was that formative to his life. She gave him his faith, his religious views, his optimistic worldview, everything.
Right.
And so that took, and that would have included my great grandmother as well.
Mm.
It took healthy middle aged people. It's my grandmother who died when she was 3. in 1919. She doesn't even remember her mother. But that's who it took. That's who it took. And it kind of scared a lot of the younger and a lot of the older. But this one seems to be following more of a traditional trajectory where, older people are vulnerable. And especially if you have bronchitis, respiratory, or if this can develop into pneumonia.
That's a disaster.
It can be fatal.
All right, Paul Kengor, Professor of Political Science and Executive Director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Paul, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
All right, anytime, Bill. Thanks.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Voters in a half dozen states voting and caucusing today in the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, the last men standing. Although Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is continuing her long shot campaign. Biden campaigning in Detroit last night, telling the crowd,
"We're going to unite Democrats, Republicans, independents of every stripe. That's what the nation needs. We got to bring the country together."
Dow futures have been up markedly a day after coronavirus fears and an oil price war sparked a historic crash. The U.S. might have as many as 9,000 coronavirus cases already. Researchers at Cedars-Sinai Hospital analyzing travel figures and infection data to arrive at that number. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. We're going to be talking about, the latest jobs report. Some great news, and we've got some great news that's happening, but, the whole issue of this campaign and primary season well underway, and, of course, the resistance continues. America continues to be pummeled with, a lot of negative speak and, of course, concern about coronavirus. And, the problem we have, and I got to bring Alfredo Ortiz on, CEO of Job Creators Network. Alfredo, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for coming on. I think part of the problem, you're a business guy. And Zig Ziglar used to talk about stinking thinking and how that will definitely affect the altitude and projection of any organization and a country, for example, like what we're going through right now. In the absence of fact, which we have a lot of facts, you know, that we're searching for still regarding the coronavirus, you've got all these talking heads, the mainstream media and political pundits and, you know, candidates trying to do everything they can to somehow pin this on Donald Trump and make it a political weapon.
Yeah, Bill, it's unbelievable. And before we even start, I got one message for all your listeners and all of America. Keep calm and carry on, right? Good old message. It was good back then. It's good now. This is what it's truly hysteria that's taking over. And you break it down. You try to be reasonable with people. But the problem is the media just keeps fanning the flame. And I have to also tell you, you know, what's different than the last one we went around with, you know, SARS and Ebola and all that stuff, if you remember those days.
Right.
Social media has advanced so much where if you literally truly sneeze, and it's probably the wrong analogy, but if you sneeze, the world will hear about it within a second.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you know, you've got everybody here, the Democrats. I mean, when you think about it, what they're trying to do is literally make this. They failed on everything else, collusion, Russia, impeachment. Right. And so this opportunity came up and, you know, it's like Rahm Emanuel. Right. Don't let a good crisis, you know, go unused and unleveraged.
Yes,
this is
exactly
what they're doing. And it's just pathetic, Bill. It's just pathetic. It is so un-American, so unpatriotic. There is no reason for the American public to be panicked about this.
Mm-hmm.
It is being addressed. Yes, it is an issue. It is a health issue. It's not even, I would say, a health crisis, because if you think about it compared to the flu, again, and I keep telling people, I mean, we had a really bad flu season. I'm not sure if anybody knew that. We've had 22,000 deaths of the flu.
Right.
You know, this past season. And right now we have, I think it's like 12, maybe it's up to 20 deaths now in this country.
30
of those.
Yeah, 26 deaths right now.
Okay, 26 deaths. I think about a third of those were in one nursing home up in northern Washington. You know,
right.
And my heart goes out to all those people and the families. I don't mean to be insensitive. But this is not the crisis that you know, it's not the bubonic plague, right, or the, you know, the 1980s Spanish influenza. I mean,
right,
and that's
exactly
what the media is trying to do, and it's just pathetic. And all these great job numbers are just basically, they took the opportunity to just basically smash that, even
mm-hmm.
though they were incredible numbers, and, you know, of 273,000, again, you know, going up. And so, you know, our message to the American public, again, is just keep calm and carry on.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you, I was glad to hear that the president was going to do something about, you know, these employees that are got stuck. I mean, you know, companies cannot afford to pay them. They furloughed them. Some companies who could afford it are still paying their employees, you know, and thank God for them. Great job. But the president is also looking, you know, by way of, you know, some sort of, you know, bill or, you know, and I don't even know if the bill's way to do it. I think he ought to just sign an executive order, and that's to allow one of two things. Either people be able to access their unemployment monies quicker as opposed to waiting 6 to 8 weeks, or giving them, you know, special holiday pay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, this is where Speaker Pelosi and Minority Leader Schumer, I say they have to drop those partisan swords that they've been carrying around, you know, pretty much since President Trump was elected. We've got to preserve the economic gains that have been made over the past 2 years. I mean, we are going to take basically a health crisis or an emergency and make it an economic emergency for no reason. And, you know, I think this payroll tax cut idea that the president floated by yesterday afternoon is a great mm-hmm. idea. We actually encourage it not to be only employee-based, but employer-based.
Right.
Especially for small businesses, Bill. You know that two-thirds
exactly.
of new job growth is in the hands of small businesses. They are the ones that are leading this economic charge and recovery. We've got to give them, first and foremost, that help. Larger businesses are going to have the cash reserves and wherewithal to be able to withstand this and withstand a downturn for a quarter or a half
right.
Of a year. But small businesses are the ones that really, really need this help. So we're scrambling right now. We're getting meetings set up at the Capitol to make sure that small business voice is represented in this, and that the more than necessary funds are being provided to small businesses across the country. Remember, there's 30 million of them that employ 60 million people. So
exactly.
If anybody needs help, it's small business.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, look at what the states did. I mean, the states that could immediately filed for a state of emergency. And why did they do that, Alfredo?
Yeah, well, they Go ahead, Bill. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, well, you know why they did the, why they did it? So that they could access emergency funds immediately. They didn't have to wait. And so what do you think is going to happen to employees or these small businesses like you're talking about? They need to be regarded even more so on their basis, as you say, because of the gains that we've had and, you know, the employment and, you know, our own economy. And meanwhile, you know, the president, you know, asked for, what, $2.3 billion. I was just talking with, you know, with Senator Scott over the weekend. I said, look, the president asked for $2.3 billion to deal with coronavirus, and the Democrats have to add all these Christmas ornaments to the thing. It's like, look, if you're going to add, you know, several billion, you know, what did it end up, like $8.3 billion or something like that?
Yeah,
I mean, last time I checked, I mean, we have a growing deficit, and all they can think about is, oh, I think it's quid pro quo, right? We'll give you the 2.3 coronavirus, which is, you know, money which is affecting all Americans, but oh, you know, you better put on another $5-6 billion just between friends because hey, we're Democrats.
Yeah, and you know, and obviously helping, you know, their coastal friends, of course, but mm-hmm. Look, in this particular case, when it comes to an emergency crisis, I mean, we got to do what we got to do, right? And from that perspective, the economic recovery that we were experiencing is going to have a hiccup. We know that. That's just the reality based on what's happening. But we've got to make sure that, we don't make it an economic catastrophe.
Exactly.
Unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. And you know, again, you know, I understand, for example, the cruise industry, you know, airline industry, you know, those are going to be hurt.
Right.
I don't think the American public would, you know, be too thrilled with, you know, bailouts. For the big business there, but it does impact the employees, right? And so from
exactly.
that perspective, you know, that's why I think a payroll tax does make, you know, good sense for the employee. Mm-hmm. But for small business owners, what I would encourage is that any business, for example, that's under, let's say, 100 employees, should have an employer tax cut, payroll tax holiday as well.
Exactly. I think these are great ideas. And, you know, what you're focusing on here, Alfredo, is critical. And I hope the listeners are picking up on this. See, you're talking about keeping your eye on the ball. You got to keep your eye on the key, you know, first principles. You can't get caught up in just, you know, like you said with Rahm Emanuel, you know, not to let any good crisis go to waste and to sit there and take advantage of the government and the people and start, you know, adding your pet projects to money to take care of things in an emergency like this. I mean, this is ridiculous, and this is what frustrates Main Street America. But what you're talking about is you're bringing the focus back on first principles where it needs to be, and if we do that, then look at it. It's money well spent. But all the other stuff right now, I think it's like, you know, some of these gougers, these price gougers, they're taking advantage because there's such a run on masks now, and so now they're overcharging where you could buy, you know, a dozen masks. Good mask for $15. Now they're like $35-50 a piece.
Yeah, that's right. It's absolutely ridiculous. Bill, if I could ask your listeners to go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com, help us kind of, you know, fight this fight because, you know, we're up here in D.C. every day trying to fight this craziness. So we would love their help.
Well, exactly. Well, we need to continue to support you, and all the best today. I just pray that you'll have the right words and, you know, just the right passion and mix to, you know, go win some games for us, Alfredo. We need you in there fighting, and we're going to do everything we can on our end to watch your six here, okay?
Yeah, no, I absolutely appreciate it. I'll try to get lots of singles and doubles because that's how games are won, right?
You got it. We can play some small ball. That's okay. We can make it work. Alfredo Ortiz. Thank you, Alfredo. Take care, buddy.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a new Bank of America survey, U.S. Hispanic entrepreneurs anticipate a year of robust expansion and growth. Revenue projections are at a four-year high, and many business owners are planning to expand, hire, and obtain financing in the year ahead. Bank of America executive Elizabeth Romero shares her perspective.
Hispanic entrepreneurs see the 2020s as a decade of opportunity. With a bright business outlook and an eye towards growth, business owners are making plans to invest in their businesses and setting ambitious goals for the decade ahead.
Looking to the future, 92% of Hispanic entrepreneurs believe the small business environment will strengthen in the next 5 years. Many have set goals to advance or grow their business in the new decade, such as increasing revenue, enhancing their digital presence, and entering new markets. For more information on the 2020 Hispanic Business Owner Spotlight, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com. That's newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
From CBN Films comes I Am Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, taken from his home into slavery, then a miraculous escape, only to be called back.
It was not my grace, but God, that I might come to the Irish nations to preach the gospel.
Witness the journey from man to saint. I Am Patrick. In select theaters for 2 days only, March 17th and 18th. For theaters and tickets, go to iampatrick.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you saved just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you with us. How you doing today, huh? What coronavirus? You know, I say that only mocking the evil bug because, you know, I think we have to lighten up a little bit, but not lighten up to the point that we, you know, forget about the obvious things to do. You know, there's some reasonable things the way to handle this, but we also have to be careful because we end up, you know, creating our own prophecy on this whole situation. And it's unfortunate right now that the country is so divided that we can't think about, you know, the people that this could possibly affect. I mean, we're scaring the holy what have you out of the people who are already vulnerable to begin with. I mean, it's just like, this is like insane. I got to bring Samantha Mao on right now, the good news girl, only because she can keep me balanced. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good this morning. How about yourself?
Well, good. I was just starting to say about this coronavirus deal. You know, this thing is just so unfortunate the way it's been weaponized by the Democrats, the mainstream media. They want to make President Trump look bad. It's an election year, and they're utilizing this whole thing as a max, you know, to the maxes. Kind of like we were talking with Alfredo Ortiz just a moment ago, that this has been weaponized, and you know, as Rahm Emanuel said years ago with Barack Obama, you just don't let a good crisis go to waste. And, of course, the Democrats are, you know, maximizing this, I mean, every step of the way. I mean, the president, you know, started the other day
In fact, I was talking with Senator Scott about it at a dinner on Saturday. I just said, look at, you know, the president asked for $2.3 billion to, you know, combat the coronavirus. And, you know, the Democrats couldn't help themselves. And they added another $5, $6 billion to the request, you know, for their own, you know, special projects. Are you kidding me? That has nothing to do with the coronavirus. Just had something to do with their interest. They figure, well, while we're going to the bank and we got the vault open right up, hey, let's just grab a couple of billion of our own on the way out, right?
Yeah, it does, and it does seem like he's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place when you start thinking about, because, you know, you want everybody to stay informed and know what's going on, but if he starts to panic, you know, as leader of this country, is going to cause more yeah. panic, and that's been a lot of the problem in some of the places. Not saying that this is very serious, because you know, that these in itself can be very serious, but what you're mm-hmm. seeing around, like in Italy, I saw that there was like 26 different prisons that had riots, and there's prisoners getting killed and all this different stuff, just from them finding out that they weren't getting killed from the virus itself, they were getting killed from the riots.
Just the panic. Exactly.
Yeah, yes.
Well, see, this goes back to what we were talking about yesterday. What's going on? I mean, you know, we talk about freedom of speech, and they always use the example, well, we've got freedom of speech, but, you know, it doesn't give you the right to yell fire in a movie theater when a fire isn't existing. Okay? And we have a little bit of that taking place. Now, I say this with caution, okay? So don't think I'm throwing, you know, the baby out with the bathwater here and just saying, oh, you know, Martinez wants to, you know, just throw caution to the wind here. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that we need to be responsible about what we're putting out here. It reminds me, you know, I live here now in Florida, and you know, from California we dealt with earthquakes, you know, they came, they went, and you know, a couple weeks later roads are, you know, put back together and all that kind of deal. But here in Florida, you know, when hurricanes come, it's like the Super Bowl. It's 10 days of pregame show, and it's a constant reminder of this threat that's coming on. I'm going, hello, people, we got older people here, you know, in this state, and you're just scaring them into a heart attack. Can we be a little bit more responsible, right? And we're kind of doing this here with the coronavirus. Yeah, there are things you do. You know, I loved what our church did. You know, the diocese, you know, came out with practical reminders for people. Churches, look at, if you're sick, it's okay. God will forgive you. I mean, God's with you. Stay home. Get well. You know, don't bring the sickness, you know, here to Mass. You don't have to feel like to do that. And the thing is also, the Catholics are, you know, they're into greeting people. They want to welcome people to church every day, and there's a, you know, a casual handshake, and you know, Father Alto says, hey, look at, you know, feel comfortable, back off on the handshake, you don't have to do that, you know, you can fist bump, elbow right. bump, or do whatever you're comfortable in doing, you know. And then there's also a portion of the Mass where, you know, you share, you know, God's peace with one another, and that is involves a handshake or something. And he's the same thing, look at, if you don't have to, you don't feel it, just say, you know, just raise your hand, whatever, you know, you don't have to have you don't have to do a handshake right now. And also, yeah, I love this idea. I thought this was a great idea. You know, again, one of the basics is wash your hands, right? And he says, if you wash your hands and you say the Lord's Prayer, the time that it takes to say the Lord's Prayer as you're washing your hands, it gives you plenty of time to make sure your hands are properly cleaned. So we've got the Lord's Prayer, you know, at least out of this diocese, being fired up to God here, you know, many times a day, because I thought that was brilliant to be able to incorporate yeah. that into some, you know, solutions here.
You know, that's a good way to make sure you wash your hands long enough, because I do think that it does kind of make a difference between, like, 2 seconds of washing versus 15 or whatever seconds mm-hmm. of washing that it would take to say that. So I think... Mm-hmm. I think that's really great. Everybody kind of keeps joking about, like, are we just now washing our hands?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I got to tell you, I mean, I was at a restaurant, and I couldn't believe how many people leave the restroom without washing their hands. You know, and I'm sitting there going, what? I mean, even now with the coronavirus, it's like, what? You know, I mean, it's disgusting. It's like, I don't understand, you know, the lack of hygiene and what, you know, people think that, you know, you just go to the bathroom and you just walk out the door. It's like, no, I mean, they're kind of, we have sinks here. This is modern America. We have sinks. We got soap. I mean, it's like, wash your hands.
Available.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
Yeah, you know, the other thing, too, it kind of reminded me of, and surely we're digressing from some of these great stories here for just a moment more, but when I was in Israel, that's what they do. When, you know, there's a special prayer that you pray when you wash your hands. And this is what it reminded me of. I guess maybe that's why I thought, oh, this was so cool that we're going to say the Lord's Prayer as we wash our hands now.
That is really cool. That's a good idea. I think, I mean, it's always good to be praying, and it's a perfect way to kind of incentivize yourself to wash your hands a little longer and get them extra clean.
If you see
pictures with the progress of it, washing your hands longer, it's kind of amazing what a difference it makes.
Yeah. Well, let's get on with a couple stories here. We've got about 4.5 minutes. We've done it again, Sam. You and I get into conversation here. A single dad adopts a 13-year-old boy who was abandoned at a hospital 2 years ago. Oh, wow. What a heartbreak. What a bad news, good news here, huh?
Well, this did start off as a sad story. You know, this little boy, he grew up, and he was adopted when he was about 4 years old, and when he was 11, he was dropped off at the hospital, and his parents just never came back. And
like an unwanted dog or something, right? Just drop him off and leave?
Right, and that's just something I think most of us can't fathom. We can't fathom how parents would do anything like that, and how he must have felt. You know, so this little boy's name was Tony, and he'd been in the foster care system since he was two. And of course, this happens when he's, you know, when he's 11, and it's heartbreaking. And so along came Peter Mutabazi, Mutabazi,
mm-hmm.
And Peter was actually a single dad, and he didn't ever think he was ever going to be able to be in foster care because he was a single dad. But fortunately for him, he was. And also, fortunately for Tony, he was. And so Peter gets this call back in 2018, and he said from the moment he met Tony and heard his story, he just clicked. It was like Tony immediately started calling him dad, and he said it just broke his heart to hear this story. And Peter had actually grown up on the streets of Uganda, and he had been taken in by somebody. And that's what, you know, really led him. He's like, how could I not give back? How could I not turn around and do this for somebody else? And so he recently was able to adopt Tony as his own, and the story has really gone viral, and you just see these pictures of them wearing shirts saying families don't have to match because they're not, you know, they don't look alike or anything like that. They're not the same race. And it's just,
I love that families don't have to match. What a great line.
So true.
Isn't that cool?
I
love that. This next story about a man saves a baby from a car right before the vehicle bursts. I mean, this is like from a movie or something, huh?
That's right. So Josh Riley was actually leaving his own birthday party in Illinois when he saw a silver sedan on fire. So he saw a couple of men get out really quickly, and he could see that the gas was leaking. And then he sees a woman kick open the back door, and she's screaming about her baby.
Mm.
So he knew he had to do something, and he goes in, and he had to cut the airbags to be able to access this little girl.
Oh,
and at, like right at the last minute, he is able to reach in and grab her. And he said 30 seconds later, he took off, and there's a picture of the car 30 seconds later. You can't even see the car because there's so much smoke.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, people like this, people like his name is Josh Riley, and people like this are the kind of guys who run into the burning building to save other people. And we are so thankful for them. I mean, those few 30 seconds, the firefighters couldn't have gotten there fast enough. So we needed a hero like him to come in and do it.
That's perfect. This next story, you got a food delivery mistake became a blessing for a couple with 8 children. Oh, wow. This is already being set up. Tell us about this.
Oh, that's right. So, you know, Lisa West and her husband have 8 children, and they were walking to walking to a restaurant is not always an option. You know, when you have that many kids, that's a rare treat. So last week when her husband surprised her with a date night delivery from a place called Scratch Steakhouse in Louisville, Ohio, the delivery service forgot part of their order, and so what ended up happening was she spoke to the restaurant owner, and he took it upon himself to deliver dinner for the parents and the rest of the family. So it ends up being a huge treat for all of them. And don't you just love when people just kind of go that extra mile? It's like we're not only make it up to you, it ends up being such a great date night for all of them, which
exactly
I know is a special time for everyone.
Well, that is awesome. She's the good news girl, and you know why. She reports every week on these viral videos that everybody is talking about. Videos that, they'll run you through the emotional roller coaster. I mean, you'll cry, you'll laugh, but they're always special. No doubt about it. Just like the many stories that she shared with us this morning. And just go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com, and you can see more of these viral videos for yourself. Samantha Mal, the good news girl here on Bill Martinez. How you doing? Thank you.
Thanks.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today.